So I didn't have very high hopes that this cheesesteak would turn out any good. It traveled 140 miles on ice and then sat in my refrigerator for a few days before I could get around to making it. But obviously nothing can replace the experience of getting a Philly cheesesteak in the city, but it turned out pretty good. It's a little unappetizing to unroll the cheesesteak from its wrapper. It was sort of squished up and cold. I was surprised to see the sides of the bread weren't soaked through with steak and onion juices. But the bread crease was a bit soggy, so it came apart a bit when I split open the cheesesteak before putting it in the oven. I baked it for about 14 minutes, but it wasn't as crispy as I liked, so I kept it in for a few more minutes. And in the meantime, I heated up the Whiz. The one thing that was pretty disappointing was that we ordered a bunch for the newsroom, and the Cheese Whiz came in one big tub, not individual portions. So you either had to take a dollop from the community pot or buy your own. I ended up buying my own. When the cheesesteak is done, the key is to mix the Cheese Whiz throughout the steak so you get a good even covering of cheese throughout, and then, of course, a layer of cheese on top. The bread crease completely fell apart, but the sides were crispy without being tough, and the steak was pretty good. The whole sandwich tended to lose heat more quickly than when it's fresh off the grill, so about halfway in, it was already cold. Overall, it was pretty good, and if I can't get up to Philly for a real one, I would consider ordering it again.